The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
This is the Sunday Sip, and I am John Mercure. I'm excited to be joined by Monica Ireland Karras with the Tabak Law Firm. Monica, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I want to ask you a broad question about Tabak. You guys do so much good for our veterans and for our veteran community. How important is it that veterans know there's a firm and a group that they can count on when they have an issue or something they need to be sorted out?
It's very important for the veterans in our community to realize that there is a resource for them here, and we are that resource. We help them deal with their service-connected injuries and any questions they may have regarding that.
You do so much good work. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get interested in this line of work and making sure that our veterans are protected?
Yeah, so my father was a Vietnam veteran. He was also stationed at Camp Lejeune. My family was at Camp Lejeune. I went to the John Marshall Law School in Chicago, which had a veterans benefits clinic, which just, I've always loved it from there. Mm-hmm.
I got to know your dad, and I think it's important that we protect those people. My grandpa's a World War II vet. I have military in my family. Do you find sometimes that veterans they're proud and they don't want to ask for help? And sometimes maybe it's a family member that needs to help facilitate with Tabak that let's help dad get taken care of, because our veterans are very proud and humble.
They are. And not only are they proud and humble, some of them did work that they weren't supposed to talk about. So it's hard for them to talk about. But we're certainly here to be that conduit, whether it's your father or your mother or your sister or your child. We can help you get the benefits that they are entitled to.
What are some of the primary issues, Monica, you see with our veteran community that they need help with or they can use an advisor to sort through?
You know, our veteran community is actually not growing up. They're getting younger. We have a lot of Gulf War era veterans that need help, and they have exposures that are just now getting to the forefront of not only what the government is thinking about, but what the VA is thinking about. And we can help them with exposure issues or even issues that just are like arthritis or headaches.
Monica Ireland Karras is with us on the Sunday Sip. What's the most rewarding part about what you do?
Just helping people who really deserve it, the people who served this country with such great honor, and they did it so selflessly, whether they were stateside, whether they were in a war. It's something that each one of us just needs to take a minute and really appreciate what these men and women have done for our countries, for us, for our children.
I love the way that you put that. I want to ask you about Camp Lejeune and the legislation tied to that and the litigation tied to that. You mentioned it earlier. Tell us about Camp Lejeune. Maybe start with the situation. What do we know?
So in the mid-50s to about the mid-80s, the groundwater at Camp Lejeune was contaminated, and the government was aware, but our service members were not aware, and they were exposed to many toxins. It's an interesting piece of legislation because this is the first time that family members who were also on base, my family included, can now get benefits. So that means spouses and children, whether they are alive or not, can be entitled to benefits because of the damages that arose from the water contamination.
If a veteran believes that their condition, either from Camp Lejeune or some other thing related to their service, was not properly evaluated by the VA, can you help them with that? How does that process work?
Yeah, I absolutely can help them. And that's what we do day in and day out. We have a large staff. We have numerous attorneys. You can contact us at our website, which is tabakattorneys.com, TABAK attorneys.com. And for our vets, that is Tango Alpha Bravo Alpha Kilo attorneys.com.
I love that. That's such a cool way to put that they can relate to that. And you can do a free evaluation, right? Can you start with like kind of no obligation?
Oh, yeah. It's never any obligation, and we don't get paid till the end.
I love that. So it's easy. So check out the website. Make sure you get involved. I just really am proud to work with you guys because of the work that you do. Is it a relief to veterans when you can help them or you can help their family get something that they thought was hopeless or that they had no idea maybe they even needed in some instances?
Yes, and a lot of times they don't even realize what they're entitled to. So when they get a great big award and they didn't even realize it was coming and it changes their lives, it's just amazing.
It is amazing. So if you're a family member, because the veteran is so humble, as we said, and they don't want to come forward and they're kind of stubborn maybe and they're very proud. If you're a family member and you know you have a veteran that you love that needs help, or could use somebody to talk to, what's the easiest way? Give it to us again that they can get in touch with you guys.
It's that TabakAttorneys.com, Tango Alpha Bravo Alpha Kilo Attorneys.com.
That just makes me smile.
Does it?
Yeah, that's great
stuff.
That's
great. We're at Tayback for the Payback.
Tayback for the Payback. They're going to take care of the veteran in your life. They're going to take care of your family, and they take care of our community, which I think is super special. Monica Ireland Karras is a partner and VA accredited representative at Tayback Law. Thank you so much for being with us on the Sunday Sip.
Thanks, John. This was great.